You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Join me for the Salon Owners Collective podcast, because it's really easy to disregard cleaning cobwebs off your business sign when bigger and better things are happening right inside of your business. Well, not quite. Are you guilty of turning a blind eye to what clients are really wanting? Getting too caught up in all things business. It's easy to slip in one area when you are trying to focus or improve the next. Today's guest has done an amazing job of navigating the intersection between what your clients actually want and how to deliver it as a brand. Join my conversation with business owner and mentor Ashley Laura as we talk all things branding. The marketing genius inside of this beautiful woman will leave you questioning things about your business that might never have crossed your mind. Grab a notebook for this one and join me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm really pleased to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today.
So why don't we start with, please tell us, where are you in the world, but also give us a little bit of a sneak peek into your background and what you're doing at the moment.
Sure, I'd love to. So I am currently in Bali on a women's retreat. So I do apologize if it's a bit crackly on the Wi-Fi. To give you a little bit of a background about me, I am a salon owner. I have been a salon owner for 7 years now. I opened it 7 years ago with no beauty experience. I come from a marketing background. So I went to uni, studied marketing, got into the corporate field of obviously doing marketing, branding, events, things for different industries. And I unfortunately suffered with workplace bullying that led to a speech disorder and left me with some really severe depression. So that's something that I overcome quite some time ago now. But back then when it was all happening, I knew I always wanted to open my own business, but I didn't quite know what. So when the opportunity came about for me to go into a beauty business, I jumped to it because I really felt a deep connection with having a day spa where I could create an environment for women to relax and have some me time. And I think the two main objectives and my main purpose was, the first one was to create an environment where women could come to, where they didn't feel judged, where they could just relax, let go, and just enjoy some me time. And the second reason that I'm, you know, my second purpose or objective for opening the business was to create a work environment where my staff could be nourished, they could feel accepted, they could grow, they could learn, and where I could really become a mentor to them. So they were the two kind of driving forces for me opening the business originally 7 years ago. So for me, and it still is the same, my purpose and my why to why I have that business. But since opening the business, I've, we've achieved some great things. We've won multiple awards, which is always exciting where for you and your team when you win awards for your business. We've moved locations twice. We've had two locations, plus we opened a second spa. What else have we done? We've done heaps of things. Also, I don't work there in the spa anymore, thanks to you, Larissa. We've done some coding, and you helped me create structure, because weaknesses is structure. I'm very much I'm very creative. I love coming up with new ideas, concepts. I love helping people, so I can get very distracted. So creating that structure for me was the best thing ever, because it's allowed me to step away from the business and now work on my marketing and branding and mentoring and coaching business that that I'm now stepping into. So because obviously I have a strong branding background and marketing background, my main purpose and why is to help other people, and now it's obviously to help other business owners do the same thing and achieve what I've achieved. So that's what I'm super passionate about, and that's what I'm working on at the moment. So Yeah, it's very exciting
I'm so pleased for you. And, you know, you're going to bring some of your what you've learned and your knowledge around building a brand. And I'm really excited for that. But before we do, I'd really like to just touch on your biggest achievement of being able to have a business that works without you and truly does that. So you have been able to step away, not just to build this branding business, but to help other businesses and get those off the ground.
Yes.
I really want to congratulate you on that, because, you know, while we worked together, you know, and I supported you, it was you that did the work and took those things and really implemented them. And that's often the challenge. You know, you can know all the theory, but actually putting it into place and really leveraging your business is the hard bit. And you've done that exceptionally well. So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, I think, as business owners, especially when we go out and work with other coaches or agencies to help us grow our business. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to you and the motivation you have to and the drive you have to implement it and be in that right mindset. So, it works hand in hand. It definitely does. So thank you for that.
You are very welcome. You're very welcome. All right. Well, let's turn our attention now to something that you just naturally do so well. Obviously, it's your background, but obviously you were born with this gift of building a brand. And you've got some wise words to share with us. So tell us a little bit about your tips to building an exceptional brand.
Sure, I'd love to. So, definitely is something I'm super passionate about. I love branding. And I personally believe that when you're creating a business or you're growing your business or you're starting out, it all comes down to the brand, and the brand filters through, you know, every facet of the business. So I wanted to give my three top tips. So the first one is know your why. Now, for me personally, I've shared a little bit about my why. And when I introduce myself to people, I actually share my why every time. So when I'm talking about what I do, I say, you know, the reason I opened my my spa, my salon, is because I suffered with the depression. And, you know, it was my purpose to help other people and so on. So I share my why every time, and it's quite known what my why is. Now, the reason why it's so important to share your why and know your why, like really, really know your why, is because people connect with you. Like, you look at so many successful brands out there, and the ones that have a connection with you are the ones that are, you know, thriving. So people like to connect with people. We like to feel a part of something. And I connect with a lot of women who suffer with anxiety or depression. And a lot of women do, actually. So a lot of those women come into the spa to enjoy a beautiful treatment because I'm connecting with them. So they're going to choose my spa over another spa that they know nothing about and they don't have a connection with. So I really want to challenge everyone to sit down and really think about your why, your purpose. Why do you get up every day? Why did you open your business? I think that's really important. So my second tip is to share your why. So I just touched on that. I share my why. Even when a client arrives in my spa, I have this little A4 folded flyer, or a little pamphlet, and it's got the drinks menu on there, but it also has my story and a picture of me. So I'm physically not in the business in their day to day. When they first arrive and they sit down to have their cup of tea, they're reading my story and they're reading about me and finding out why I created the business. And I get so many comments or emails regularly from women saying, wow, thank you for sharing your story. Plus, it was such an amazing experience. So then they're going to go on and become raving fans because I've connected on a deeper level with them. So, yeah, sharing your why is really important. And you can do that through multiple ways. You can do it through videos, very powerful on social media. You can do it, you know, have it in your brochure. You can have a pamphlet like I had. You can maybe even set up an email. So depending on what type of system you use, your booking system, prior to that first client arriving to your business, you could say, hello, Sally, thank you for booking in for X, Y, and Z. I'm so excited for you to be visiting our salon today. Here's a little bit about me and why I created the business, and I'm really looking forward to giving you an amazing experience. So prior to them even coming to your business, they're experiencing your why. So I think that's a really important tip. And then my last tip is consistency is key. So I always like to talk about touch points in your business. Now, touch points are different times a client will come into contact with your business. So, for example, they might see an ad on Facebook. That's a touch point. So at every touch point, they're hearing about your brand and they're creating a perception around your brand. So your website's a touch point. When they first call the salon to book in, that's a touch point. So when they first arrive and when they walk past the salon, well, how does it look? How does it feel? So when you're looking at branding, you really need to understand who you're trying to attract and what type of brand you're trying to perceive, but you also need to connect with the right people. So ensuring that obviously at every touch point, it's the same clear message is very, very important. And I think that's where a lot of businesses lack. They don't sit down and look through the eyes of the client. Mm. And quite regularly, I actually walk through my business and sit in the chairs my clients sit in. And surprisingly enough, like a few weeks ago, I sat down and I looked up where obviously the client would look and there was a whole heap of cobwebs and I almost died. I was mortified. But because I know, it was like, I'm so particular when it comes to how the salon looks. So I was a bit cranky, but that's okay. But when you're on the floor or when you're in the beauty salon and you're working in the room, you look at different things. So what the client sees, you don't see, and what you see, the client doesn't see. So when we're cleaning, we look at things that we see, not what the client sees. So I think that's a really important thing, is sitting in the chair, standing out the front of the salon, just having a bit of a look. I do that and I notice cobwebs on my sign. I think, oh my goodness, I'm a luxury day spa and here there is cobwebs on my sign. That's branding my business. So, you know, because you're so busy, you don't, you know, go outside and look at these things, but it's really important to do regular checks and ensure the consistency is key throughout every touch point. So, I get really passionate about those things. So I hope there's some really good points for people to start, you know, looking and observing and implementing into their business to, you know, kind of get them on that journey and, you know, making sure their branding is consistent. So
hopping into the head of their client for sure. And I do wonder whether, you know, as typically hair and beauty business owners, we are creatives. You know, we have that creative gene within us. And I do wonder whether it's us that or gets bored easily, or think that being the same or having the same words or having the same colors or having the same gets boring for us. But we're magpies, but our customers aren't. And it's the sameness that actually builds the trust in the brand. Would that be a fair comment?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think definitely hairdressers are very creative creatures. Beauty therapists have more that calm, collected nature. I definitely agree with that. And even me, I get bored and I go on tangents, but people like consistency. It's like when someone steps out of the norm, everyone's scared and doesn't want to do that. So, but I think also it comes down to who you're trying to target. So, for example, there's some really cool chicks on this retreat. A lot of hairdresser salon owners on the retreat I'm at the moment, and some of them have such cool personalities. So for them to step out of the norm, it's okay. It would suit their brand, but that's the type of clientele they're attracting. What's that salon in London? Not another salon, you know, not another salon. It's with all the funky colors and they're quirky. So for them to be stepping out of the norm, it's okay, but they would be stepping out of the norm with multiple colors and funky hairstyles. But I guess that's why it's really important to know who you're targeting and know what they want. Actually, what I do too is a little bit of another tip is when I'm profiling my audience, my customers or my dream client, I actually think about, okay, who is my dream client that comes into the spa? And I start stalking them on social media. So I hop on their Instagram, I have a look at what's in their feed. I have a look at what they're liking. I have a look at what hashtags they're using and searching. And you start to build a profile. So, for example, there's a shop called Dakuba in Australia. I don't know if there's one in New Zealand. And it's a shopping, it's a clothing store. And almost, I would say, 80% of my clients shop there. So it's just these little things that you find out and discover about your clients that then in your marketing content, you could maybe share a really beautiful model with this amazing hair and wearing the Dakuba clothing. And they're going to connect a little bit more and engage a bit more because they love the clothing as well. So just little things like that when you're profiling your clients and trying to create that dream client profile is understanding them on a deeper level. So then your branding is targeting them specifically. So I think that's really important as well. I probably went a bit tangent then.
No, that makes sense. Like if you think about your why, and I must remember to ask you about a recent campaign you did just connected to your why, but I guess when you're clear about your why and you're there with your own story and your own purpose and then understanding who it is that connects with that and really understanding her, then you've got the recipe for success, right? Because you've got a clear message and a clear purpose and you understand who it resonates with and you understand her to the nth degree and how she thinks and what she worries about and the language that she uses and the clothes that she buys and the things that she worries about when she gets up in the morning and looks in the mirror. When you can connect with her at that moment, then I think, you know, then you can layer over the brand language and the colors those sort of secondary level branding elements, right? But it really starts deeper than that.
It does. And it's so, like, so many people come to me and ask my advice for branding and marketing. And I always just say to them, who's your dream client? And they're like, they're
everybody.
Female. everyone in the town. I'm like, no, that's not your dream client. You got to be specific. You really need to hone in on that and start targeting that particular person. So, yeah, it's cool.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think one of the barriers or one of the objections that comes up often when giving that advice is, but I'm scared to eliminate people. What about the other people that I'm not talking to? And that's where the fear comes, right? To just really have a clear avatar.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of business owners do is they try to be something for everyone, not specializing in one particular thing. Like, you don't have to specialize in one thing, but you need to be known for something. So, for example, I'm known now for the day spa that provides me time. We really nurture our clients, and it's that feeling they walk in, they feel a part of the family. And a lot of clients comment on that. So it's that feeling they get, they feel accepted there. And then obviously they walk out feeling relaxed. So that's really what we're known for. Whereas other spas or beauty salons might be known for amazing skin providing results for skin. With hair, you might have one salon specializing in blondes, this one salon specializing in color. It's just really about finding your niche and sticking to it, not trying to be something for everyone. And for example, I decided to implement hair a year and a half ago. And to be honest, I struggled with that because that really wasn't what our business was all about. So now I lease the space out to an amazing hairdresser. She's beautiful. I realized, clients would come out from a massage and say, my hair's so greasy, I'd love a wash and blow dry, hence why we implemented it. But it just really didn't work as well for our business model because we were known for a relaxing day spa, not a hair salon. So, it's just you learn as you go. And, that's really important just to focus on your core of what your core message is and what you're trying to achieve.
I think there's a message in just that word focus. Focusing on what works and doing and repeating the things that work, because you know it's so easy to be distracted, and I'm speaking from experience, of course, Ashley. Easy to be distracted in all the things that you could, should, would, and the exciting, oh, look at that shiny object. But what happens is that the other things suffer, right? So sticking to editing sometimes is the right thing to do.
I definitely agree.
Now, before we step into the next part, I do want to just ask you quickly about this amazing campaign that you did. Now, you used video, and hopefully I get these details right. Ashley, you can correct me. Where you did a real story about coming out and being yourself no matter how you look or feel, and you got quite raw and vulnerable, but it was a huge success. Do you want to just talk to us a little bit about
that? Yes, we've actually ran two campaigns. So in March we ran, I can't remember the title of it. It was more about me time, so allowing yourself to I'm trying to think of the name of the campaign now. It was more about allowing yourself to obviously treat yourself. So that was the first one. But the one I think you're talking about, Larissa, is the Love the Skin You're In campaign that I just ran. So basically we wanted to do a similar campaign that we did in March. The one in March, we were interacting with naturopaths and yoga and gyms and, you know, providing a whole range of knowledge. But this particular campaign was about Love the Skin You're In. And I thought to myself, how can I make this impactful? We're going to be doing some talks and seminars about loving the skin you're in, but how can I really kind of make it okay to love the skin you're in? So I decided to work with an amazing photographer locally who put her hand up to do pretty much almost nude, semi-nude photo shoot with me. And I'm a size 14 to 16, depending on what week it But I decided to strip off and do this photo shoot where the images were going to be shared, obviously, on all our socials, which we do have quite a big following. And for me, it was actually a really emotional journey because I've always struggled with my appearance and my weight and what people think of me. And I think it's really important that, and I've been working on myself to obviously overcome that, hence why I finally got to the point where I could do this photo shoot. But the feedback from it was just incredible. And I'd have people stopping me in the street and sending me messages and saying, good on you, well done. And it was funny, two days after we had done the photo shoot, we obviously shared some photos and videos of behind the scenes. And I had one lady come up to me on the street and I literally bursted into tears because it was such an emotional thing for me. And I was just worried that I was going to be judged. And look, I was judged. I did have probably, you know, 1 or 2% of people like, why did you do that? I kind of realized that's their insecurities, not mine.
Yes,
they're judging me. But yeah, it was emotional, it was a big thing. But in terms of the impact it had on my clients, people who weren't my clients, and my business, it was just amazing to see the support, and obviously the financial benefits too from running that campaign as well, because we had so many women booking in to come and enjoy a treatment with us because they connected with me. Connecting on it, and the whole message was connecting on a deeper level with our target audience. So letting them know it's okay. And the other reason I did it was because over the years I've had quite a number of women, larger women, say to me, oh, I wouldn't come in there for a massage. You wouldn't want to touch this body. And I say, I don't hire girls that think like that. And I like to make it very clear, like, we're about accepting everyone. And it doesn't matter what shape, size, color, race you are, you're coming to us to experience, you know, a service for you, not for us.
Yes.
So I guess that was really important message to share as well. So yeah,
I loved that campaign and I loved seeing your success with it. But I really think, you know, it was so close to you and your why, and it really depicted that quite clearly in I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the behind the scenes footage was probably part of the most successful of the footage, you know. And it connected with your why, and it told your story of your purpose on such a level that allowed people to connect with you, because it connected with them and those same challenges that they have. And so I think, you know, in terms of a brand connection to your ideal client, it was just perfect. And I think the other important thing too is that, you know, it reminds us that when we want to have an area of specialty or expertise or something that stands us out from every other salon, because every salon does facials, every salon does haircuts, every salon does color, when you connect and have your area of expertise that is away from the function and it's emotive or in those sort of area of psychographics and gets into the deeper part of what people think, that's where great, strong brands are built.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And it's about, and that's where it really goes back to profiling your client and understanding their pain points. So just because you're a hairdresser or a beauty salon and you offer a particular service, think about their pain points. Think about, you know, if they've got children, they might be full-time mums and they have full-time working mums and they have children and they feel tired and stressed. So maybe when they come to your hair salon, they don't want to talk. So you might introduce earphones with music or something, you know, just really profiling them and understanding.
Imagine, you know, providing a guilt-free service where you can come and have your hair done. Like, for one of the things that I do, if I need my hair done, I usually have to switch the priority with something else, like leaving my children. Like, tonight I'm going to have my hair done and I won't be putting you to bed. So now I have mum guilt. That stuff's real. But, you know, focusing on those kinds of things, it's not about the hair, because every salon does hair, every salon does waxing. All right, great message. Great chat, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right. Tell us, what is a business quote that keeps you sane, or a mantra that keeps you going as a business owner?
Really simple. Communication is key. So I think when we're communicating with our staff, with our family, our kids, whoever, our clients, it really comes down to communication. And whenever there's an issue in a business or in a relationship, normally it's because there's a communication breakdown. So I always like to analyze how I've communicated with people and if the message was clear. And if it wasn't, then I kind of take it in my stride to fix the problem rather than being defensive. So definitely communication is key.
Yeah, nice. All right. What about a book, a podcast, a webinar, some kind of resources that you have used as a business owner that hair and beauty salon owners must get their hands on?
Well, I actually have been listening to your podcast since you started. But secondly, and I think this ties in with the whole branding discussion we've had today, is a book called Start Your Why by Simon Sinek. He's amazing. You can watch him on YouTube as well. His book's amazing. It just talks about your why, and he references to some amazing companies that have been very successful with also understanding your why, but sharing your why through the culture of your business. So that's a big important one too that we didn't talk about, is your why can be quite impactful to the culture of your business and ensuring that you have a nice culture in the business, and connecting with staff or hiring employees that understand and connect with your why. They're going to work a lot harder and they're going to be more committed to you and your brand rather than just having a job. So he touches on that in the book as well.
Okay. We'll make sure we put the link to that book and to the YouTube channel on the show notes of this episode.
Perfect.
All right. Well, look, we've talked about all sorts of different things and it's been super on point. And I know that if you're listening, that you will get something out of it. So why don't you reach out to Ashley on Instagram and say, hey, Ashley, I heard you on the podcast. Give her a heads up. So Ashley, you better tell us, what's your www and your social links?
So you can find me if you search Laura, so A-S-H-L-E-E, Laura. That's on Instagram and Facebook, and then same as my website, ashleylaura.com, so you can find me there as well.
Well, look, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for getting up early on your amazing Bali retreat, especially to talk to us. I really appreciate it. And it's been such a pleasure to work with you on multiple levels, Ashley. You're one in a million for sure.
Thank you so much, Larissa. I appreciate that.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Ashley, for your time and your inspiration, truly. So I'm super excited because we've just had a new coach join our team here at Salon Owners Collective. She's just perfect for us and you, of course, which is the number one priority. But what I'm most pumped about is that I've really improved my induction processes. Now, I was a queen at this in my salon days over many years of refining and refining, and I'm super driven to do the same here at the Salon Owners Collective. It's the onboarding experience that sets the tone of their relationship with your business. A new team member, it sets the tone of their relationship with your business. And it's the structure and learning up front that will get them up and running faster and return to you faster in terms of productivity, right? So it's so worth the time and energy up front to invest in spending time and creating a really good onboarding experience for new team members. And as we talked about in today's episode, it's the structure that will eventually set us free, because as creative entrepreneurs, we need freedom and flexibility, which is so not the hair and beauty business industry where we're booked by the hour. And although the structure feels confining, and that's not what we love as creative entrepreneurs, that's exactly what it is that will set us free. So welcome, Eloise, to our team. I'm really excited for you all to meet her in due course, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Salon Owners Collective podcast.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.